Now, this row that has broken out in County Down, it's with regards to the wording on a plaque to commemorate the gun running operation by the UVF way back in the early stages of the 1900s. Councillors agreed to install a plaque at Donaghadee Harbour, where, if you know your history, rifles were actually landed there back in April of 1914. It was part of a unionist campaign against what they expected to be the introduction of home rule in Ireland. Now, apparently, this particular plaque has phrases like audacious operation and vital cargo. I want to speak to Rachel Woods, who's from the Green Party. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Rachel. This is an important chapter in our history, and it is something that we can't ignore. I know that people are very put off the length and breadth of the island of Ireland by the letters UVF, but we're talking about a time when there was, in the eyes of Ulster people, a crisis, in the eyes of people from Leinster, Munster and Connacht, a crisis, and it was to play out as part of our history. So the rifles were landed at Donaghadee, and a plaque has been put there to remember this moment in history of over 100 years ago. What is your problem with it, Rachel?
Well, mine another problem, Frank. I have no issue with the plaques themselves going up. It is our history, as you say. It did happen, and we can't deny that. But I can't support the wording that was used because there has certain issues that have been brought up through the internal and external screening groups. And so use of certain words, audacious and vital, and it applies opinion and alters the tone of the text. And that's what I have an issue with.
So what would the appropriate wording be for you?
For me, it's the removal of the words vital and audacious, and I've no issue with the plaques going up with any other form on it.
Now, give us the background to how these plaques have come to be in a position whereby all tourists will see them.
Well, there's been an issue stemming back from the legacy council days before the two councils merged. So it was agreed back in May last year that council would enter into discussions with the Ulster Scots Agency about the plaques, that they'd already bought them, and their positioning, and officers would bring back a full report on proposals. So this came to the corporate committee last week with a recommendation that the reworded plaques, mitigating the issues that arisen from the screening groups as part of the council's process, and corporate committee voted against that recommendation, going with the wording as it stood, and now subject to council ratification on Wednesday night, it is going to a full equality impact assessment so the public can get involved.
And do you expect more people to take it under their notice now? The Ulster Scots Agency basically saying that they don't believe that the word audacious is particularly loaded. The cargo was vital to the mission. There's nothing more to it than that. They're suggesting there that in many ways people are looking for offence.
No, I don't think so. I think people will engage with this. It's certainly been a hot topic the last couple of days. But it could have a chill factor with people sort of from a nationalist background, but also those that don't agree with the promotion of weapons and violence within this country or in others. It's not just an issue of orange and green, which we have a tendency to boil everything down to in this country, but also an issue for those who are pacifists, who don't support militancy and arms. And vital cargo for me, Frank, is medicine and food for those who are in need, not weapons.
The horse has bolted, however, on your hope that memorials or plaques wouldn't be on display anywhere in Ireland. There are many examples of it, many, many examples, north and south, that depict the history, the very troubled history of the past 100-odd years or more.
It's certainly the plaques are everywhere, and there's memorials all over the island, and rightly so. It is our history. But there's another plaque erected by Larnborough Council to commemorate the centenary of the events surrounding the Larn gun running, but they don't include those words.
So it's very much down to the vital cargo and the term audacious operation. You see that? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but do you see that as aggressive?
No, I see that it is exemplifying a biased view of the gun running campaign because it's altering the tone of the text, and it does create a potential chill factor from people, for other people. So it can have an adverse impact on people of a different political opinion.
But would you accept that those who are erecting it and where they are erecting it, they would be singing to the gallery, so to speak? They'd be preaching to the choir or whatever the analogy is. It's unlikely to be causing much offence in Donaghadee Harbour. That is where it happened. And Donaghadee is hardly somewhere that people are going to be offended by the rich tapestry of unionist history.
Well, I think that's the equality impact assessment that will be conducted, and the public then do have an opportunity to feed into that. That'll show for itself. There are many people who may be not saying anything that they would maybe be offended on, and this is their opportunity then to feed into it.
So what's the next step for people if they do want to express an opinion?
Well, the equality impact assessment will be published by council, and that's subject sort of to council decision on just on Wednesday there. So whenever that gets up and running, they'll have opportunities to feed in online, to fill in forms, and also to attend public meetings and feed in that way.
Okay. Rachel Woods, thank you very much for your opinion on it. This is the controversy that's surrounding this plaque, which is planned for Donaghadee Harbour. And Rachel Woods is a Green Party councillor. Rachel, thank you. It's almost 25 to 12.